Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Casey, when was the last time your wiggle rolled?
Well, I'll just keep that between me.
I was just wondering. I was just wondering. Throwing lines around like his wiggle is rolling. I was just curious. Like, when did...
That's a Mike Brown quote. You know that, right?
I'm going to keep my personal life personal.
Well, Mike Brown has said a lot of things where I just want to hit the pause button a time or two. But, hey, everybody's wiggle rolls once in a while. We're asking questions. It's a broadcast journalist. How am I going to let that line slide? I'm a broadcast journalist. Come on, man.
Jake, we talked to you a week ago. You're like, the Kings. Now you've talked to them. You've seen training camp. Do you feel any differently about your expectations for the Kings?
No. Really? Still the same way. I think they're competing for a play-in spot. Mm-hmm. I think they can get lucky if some teams get injured. The good news is I think they could maybe catch some teams off guard this the beginning of the season and how good they are. At the end of the day, the key for them is how they get off to a good start. Can they get off to a good start? Can they have a winning record in the first 15 games of the season? I think if you have that, maybe you can change my mind, but they have got to get off to a good start to start the year. And I think that's going to be a key to catch some teams off guard and be able to play Kings basketball, which is going to be physical. It's going to be a lot of running like we talked about and different shot makers and different guys to go to each night.
Do you think they can?
I think they can. I still think I looked at the schedule last night, like, you know, before I went to bed and I looked at it and I said, you know, there are some games there that they can go get a lot on the road. So that's where I sit there and say first 15 games, it will be tough. But if you can catch some teams off guard while you're on the road and this team traditionally in the past, when they have come together and played very well, it has been on the road. Remember that seven game winning streak last year where it ended up in Boston? That was all on the road, so or majority of it at least was. So I do have confidence that it is a possibility. And if you can win on the road, gives me confidence to come back to the Golden 1 Center because, as we know, it's one of the toughest places to play in the NBA. It's been well known throughout the NBA that's the case, and I know for a fact Doug is making it a point this year that we got to protect our home floor. We got to win the majority, not majority of the games. We got to win as many, if not all, maybe only drop a couple on our home floor. We have got to protect the Golden 1 Center at all costs this coming season.
Let me ask you one other thing about Doug Christie, head coach Doug Christie. Did you get any type of sense of a different mentality, a different approach than when you would talk to Mike Brown for this team?
Yes and no. I think I think Doug is definitely a more player's coach compared to Mike. I think Mike was definitely, it's my way or the highway. And I think Doug is definitely more open to having conversations with his players and listening to the Domases and DeMars and Zachs of the world. I think the biggest difference I'm noticing this year is when Doug took over, he didn't have an assistant coaching tree that was his. It was the leftovers from Mike's squad. And I had a feeling, at least my feeling was last year, that he was looking over his shoulder a lot of like, who's really got my back and who doesn't. And now that he's got his guys in there right now with Mike Woodson, with Bobby and Miller, I think he is definitely more comfortable letting them do a lot of talking and then him chiming in when he has to. I think that is probably the biggest difference I've seen from year one to year two with DC. Is just he's not looking over his shoulder. He's comfortable with the guys around him. He trusts them. He even said today, like, I love the diversity of thought, but when we get onto the floor, one main purpose, right? And I think that is a great sentiment to have. It's okay to have different thoughts when you guys are in the coaching room and trying to figure out how this whole thing works. But if you guys have one main thought when you're on the floor of getting these guys better and everyone's on the same page with that because Doug's calling the shots, I think it could lead to a better situation for all players and coaches.
What do you think about Dennis so far? And specifically, not necessarily what you think about him so far. What do you think about your interactions with him so far and what he could potentially mean for not only this offense, but the way the Sacramento Kings team works on the floor?
True's pro. That's one thing that we've picked up on. He's been around the block. He knows, and I think Zach LaVine pointed out yesterday, which was really interesting, that these teams wanted him, right? Yes, he's been around the block. He's been like, I think, half the NBA teams, I think it is. But majority of these teams have traded for him, so he is wanted around the league. He's a guy that you hate playing against but love having on your team. So in our conversations and interactions, very stoic, very on point, very professional. I'm intrigued to see how he is on the floor. I think finding his voice within this squad and holding people accountable, which I think he'll need to do, is something that I'm really intrigued to see how he does that moving forward. He's talked about multiple times that, you know, he's got to be direct with his teammates of what they're doing, what they're not doing, and they need to be direct back with him and hold people accountable with it. I think the accountability factor, I think, that Dennis is going to bring to the floor. And I love the floor general type of thing of like, you go there, you got to do this. I think that's something they have been lacking even prior to De'Aaron Fox. Like, I don't think Foxy was that type of point guard. I don't think Foxy was a guy that held people accountable in that way. I think Dennis is going to be that guy where I think that will be the change that you'll see. It's like, maybe De'Aaron could go get a bucket for you on a good amount of times, and Dennis can't do that sometimes, or not the same quality. But I think Dennis is definitely going to be more of a floor general. And with the amount of talent that they could have on the floor at one time, that's exactly what you need for this team.
I'm trying to look at Dennis Schroeder as a starter in this league. It kind of varies. I know early in his career with Atlanta, he was like 19.5 points per game, 17.9, to go along with like 6 assists. That was 8 years ago, so I'm not going to say that's who he is now. Mm-hmm. But even last year with Brooklyn, he was 18.4 points per game, 6.6 assists a night. It's a different team, different dynamics. DeMar's here, Zach's here. So I'm not looking at him to average 18.4 here with the Kings as a starter. But the moral of the story for me is when he's been a starting point guard, he's been pretty good. Like, he's been a good starting point guard when given the opportunity in this league. And I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be able to do that this year with the Kings. Dennis Schroeder is a good basketball player. He's a really good basketball player.
15-7. I think that's a sweet spot. If he can average 15.7 assists a night, I think you're going to see an elite point guard and kind of go from there.
You want to tell your little frat house over there in the news department to pipe down? We're doing a highly rated professional radio show over here. We're professionals.
I can yell at my boss, but I don't think it's.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
We're
Jake.
Bad at. We're bad.
Yeah,
at
don't do that.
I can't.
Don't do it, Jake. Don't do it.
Damn, I might need a job afterwards.
I was about to say. We lost Joe, lost Marshall, lost it. We can't lose you two, man. Like, don't do that. Poor Brennan having to cover every event by himself because Jake popped off at the boss on a D'Lo and KC hit. Hey, we'll get you out of here. You got other stuff to do. Did you see the news about the 49ers? No Brock, no Juwan, no Ricky Pearsall going into tomorrow night's game. They're all out.
It's Mac Attack time.
It is.
Get ready,
that's your boy. That's Mac your boy. Jones.
Overweight Mac Jones, all right? Oh, that's not good. That's not good. I think that's a loss tomorrow night. I don't care how good the defense is. That they're banged up, fam. They need to figure their things out. That's not good. I didn't see that yet. Okay.
Yeah.
You know who also needs to get their stinking order? Uh-oh. Okay, you guys we were talking about this earlier. Our Hornets. Like Sac State football, like I've talked about that. I'm a fan of Brandon Marion, but like you've talked that talk, you've not backed it up. And I think the rest of the Big Sky is starting to laugh at you right now. So I think, I wish him the best of luck to get his stuff in order. And, you know, you've created the buzz that you wanted over at Sac State. But, man, they got to change. They got to figure this thing out.
Saturday was a bad loss. That was a bad loss. And I think I don't typically like to go back and forth like this, but I think a quarterback change needs to happen. I said this whole thing, at least this year, is going to work on whether or not Jaden is successful or not. I don't think you can get around that. Like, it's if he's not ready, if he hasn't played enough football and he's not ready, it's not going to work. If he is in that starting lineup and he plays well and, you know, he takes off with all the talent that he has, cool, it's going to work. But I don't think you can get around that. I don't think you can say, let's put Cardell in there and, you know, maybe we can avoid it. No, this thing is going to work on whether or not Jaden is successful or not. And you got to put him out there. I think you got to put him out there and try it because he's – Cardell's a better athlete, but Jaden is the quarterback you're going to need when you play these better teams in the Big Sky.
Hot take, I don't think either of them are good for the go-go offense. I think Jaden is not a good enough athlete, better arm, but not great under pressure. Cardell, not great decision-making, better athlete, doesn't make all the throws. So,
You're right. And that's the thing. I think you need somebody that can make some throws, like those intermediate throws.
You need the dual threat guy, and I think Cardell was supposed to be that. I think Jaden is expected to be that, and I just don't know. I don't know if it's there. Like, again, I want them to do well. I really do. I want UC Davis to do well. Tall task to come over right now. Really tall task, and I don't want the wheels to start falling off over there.
Jake, we appreciate you, my man. We're really looking
forward.
Can
you pray for me? Pray for me, okay? I need a game three. We need a game three.
None of that's happening. No one's doing anything for you, Jake.
Oh, well, sorry, Jake.
Can I kick Jesse out of the chat? Is that possible?
I will see you tomorrow, Jake. Jake's joining us on the Insiders, I believe.
Oh, it's lit. Let's go. Oh, that could be a heck of a show.
Oh, that's going to be I'm tapped in. That's appointment viewing.
Might be a massive crash out.
That's appointment viewing right there. We're tapped in. It's a good tease.
That's good stuff. You might crash out tomorrow. Bye, guys. Have a
appreciate
great
you. You thanks, love. Buddy. Very look. Very much looking forward to remembering that you're joining us next week. So bad with change.
We go.
You know what the stupidest part of that was? I was thinking this morning, man, we should get Jake on one day.
Complete.
I was thinking like Kyle's out for. I was like, maybe we call Chris Biederman. We got to get Jake on.
It completely
Jake's with us every week now.
I didn't even remember until Jake texted us. Man,
damn! You got to do that permanent thing in the rundown where it's just always there and we'll be good. Or do you just add it to every rundown?
No, I add it to every rundown I copy the blank one.
Yeah.
And try to add it. You know, like in advance, like we had Connor. I knew, like, I gotta put Connor's name here now,
right?
Or I'm gonna forget, right, you know, right, Monday night, right. Tuesday morning, whatever. And so I just have to do that with Jake. You know, I put James, Matt, Kyle. I got to do the same with Jake.
Sorry, Jake, we got you in there. Well, sorry, TK. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Trisha was like, no, I got a doctor's appointment at 2:30. I was like, oh. She's like, I'll just come on tomorrow. I was like, well. Okay. And after the way that segment ended, yeah, just tell Coach to have the day off. we'll talk. It's not like a week off is going to make Coach feel better, but yeah, Coach, take the week off. We'll talk to you next week.
We got you next week, big dog. We got you.
Man. It's all good. We still haven't done overreactions for the week. We got power rankings ahead. Got more Kings basketball. I mentioned Jonathan Kuminga as well. We didn't get a chance to touch on that because, well, we forgot Jake was here. So we got a lot more ahead.
Yeah.
James is going to make his way back here. We could even check in with some practice sound as well. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
20. He just finally went to the counter and got a donut. This is the second week in a row it's got me. It's Wednesday. It's not Thursday. JC brought those donuts in, and I came in, and every day I walk in, go straight to the refrigerator, put my juice, put my protein shake in there, and I saw those on the counter, and it didn't register. Then it was like, it's Wednesday. It's not Thursday. Don't fall for this again. Don't fall for this again. It got me last week. Not going to get me this week.
I didn't
Wednesday.
Even know they were there. I didn't
what,
even
the donuts?
Yeah, until just now. I went to go get some crackers. And I said,
you and them crackers,
man. Boy, KC and his crackers, man. Don't nobody. Hey.
Can't quit them.
Nobody loves crackers the way KC loves crackers.
Ritz.
Come
saltines.
On, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he loves crackers of all shapes and sizes.
It's club crackers.
All them club crackers, boy. All them club crackers. They're different.
With the green box, what we're talking about.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. I got a limit. I don't know about that. But
all right, KC doesn't like all crackers is what he's saying. He likes a lot of crackers, just not all of them.
Look, man, I went to go get a snack. And, yeah, so they had the donuts there. This is better than JC's old Wednesday tradition.
And you want to remind us what that was?
Jesse, what was it? Do you remember?
What do I got to do with
it? Well, you liked it. I didn't like it.
You're the... Hey! Hey!
Now I can't say what? It.
Well...
Chili Beans on Hot Dog Wednesday is what it was called.
My bad.
The crazy setup.
My bad.
Yeah, that was pretty... That was pretty wild, Casey.
My fault. I wasn't a fan of it though.
James is the one who named it.
Yeah, that was James.
I said, why we gotta do all that? Why can't it just be a regular glizzy?
I don't know. Where did glizzy come from?
I don't know. Try the East Coast. New York. That's my guess. Speaking of New York.
Look it up on your work computer.
You ever getting a hot dog off the street in New York?
That's a papaya counts, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
Okay.
It was really good, actually.
New York is probably the only place where I would just buy food off the street.
Sacramento, you wouldn't do it? Coming out of Golden One Center?
Nah.
Those hot dogs are good.
Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah.
They. Good. I mean, the grilled onions smell amazing, but it's the grilled onions, not the hot
you get
dog.
It with everything. Yeah, it's fine.
The bacon, all that. They're hella good. They're just overpriced now. I remember when I first started seeing those happen. That's when I would go to
Hollywood.
They used
to be $5, man.
Yeah. I used to be in Hollywood, get out of the club. They'd be out there $3, $4, $5.
And the thing was like, it was pure. They only took cash. Now it's like, oh, you want cash? All right, well, we take Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, this, that. All
$15. Right,
I'll take your credit card as well.
Bro, I'm just trying to go to my car, man.
I got the Square app.
Just trying to go to my car, fam. Just leave me alone.
That's why, I mean, not just that, but that's why I go to my boy Vanzito's after the games. Hopefully he's back
oh,
out
yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Games. Hopefully he's back out there because tacos fire. Absolute fire. But what was I going to say? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I don't know, but looking at whoever's suit that is reminds me I have to get my suit cut before Jesse's wedding.
Think it's gonna happen?
The suit?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Katie's doing it. She cuts.
Okay.
Like she knows how to cut, so she's already like pinned it and stitched it, did the whole thing.
Gotcha.
She just hasn't cut it yet. She hasn't stitched it yet.
Gotcha.
So gonna have to remind her, like, hey, we got like a week.
Yeah, I was trying to get this other suit tailored. I don't think it's gonna happen before the wedding though. Damn it. I've been slacking.
Wow, you hear that? Your wedding's not special enough for Kenny to get his suit tailored, but it is for me, though.
What would you want? I know what I'm wearing. I don't give a damn.
Did you guys see Rob Lowe?
Fake Dodger fan, Rob Lowe. We've seen the Cincinnati Red picks, Rob. I seen the picks.
Wait, what?
No, man, Rob Lowe, man. This dude, man. Somebody was
Did
like,
he have an MLB hat on?
Worse.
Oh, no.
They're like, I hate you, Rob Lowe. Like, that was the title of the tweet. And it showed pictures of him in his red jacket, his red Cincinnati Reds jacket at the Reds game in the clubhouse with all his Reds gear on. And then last night, front row, go Dodgers, number one.
Oh, there's hella Rob Lowe Reds pictures and things. I thought it was just the one tweet.
Yeah.
This guy.
I found him.
Boom. The one tweet, look at him, scum, just celebrating into the camera.
God. Oh, my God.
Scum. It's crazy.
Somebody tweeted, Rob Lowe sucks, man.
Scum is crazy, man. Come on.
Rob Lowe threw the first pitch in 2019 for the Reds to Yasiel Puig. Reds jersey and all that.
Wow.
Switched up.
Boo, there he is.
Oh, he's got a Dodgers championship hat on too.
I see him with the announcers. He's in the broadcast booth.
Can we point out he's like 13 years old when he's wearing the Cincinnati Reds jacket?
That one is a
little
weird.
There's actually a lot of pictures of him wearing Reds gear.
Is he from Cincinnati?
It says he's a Cincinnati Reds fan.
I don't know why.
There he is in the booth right here.
Oh, there he is.
With his pals.
I don't know why this picture of Rob Lowe made me laugh. Like this.
I don't know.
What's he looking
at? Rob Lowe. It
looks
like
dear. Brad Pitt and someone else.
Well, this hits differently than it used to. Rob Lowe is not from Cincinnati, Ohio. He's from Charlottesville.
Oh.
He's from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Damn.
Wow.
How the hell did he become a. Oh.
I don't. What'd you owe for?
I mean, there is some correlation if you want to go there. I wouldn't put that on Rob Lowe, though.
Okay, wait a minute. He's from. Okay, he grew up in Dayton, Ohio.
Ah, just like Charlie's actually a Reds fan.
Charlie's yeah, but Dayton, when Ohio Charlie too, became a Reds fan, they were in...
it was when Double Day...
Tallahassee or something.
It's when Double Day invented...
let's see. Are the Cincinnati Reds like originally from Cincinnati, or did they migrate from somewhere else? No, looks like they're Cincinnati. All right.
Bro, what the hell? Sorry. Watching this Cubs game.
The birth of the Reds and something called the American Association. That's when Charlie became a fan of them. They were part of the American Association in 1889.
Watching the Cubs Padres game, this person in the stands just tried to grab the Padres first baseman's glove.
Hey, look at this. Look at this 1988 Reds team right
oh.
here.
Oh.
Hey, y'all really trying to tell me this is Major League Baseball? You telling me that's Major League Baseball right there?
Come on, man.
Man, if you don't stop.
One of those guys is named like Wild Willie Stevens or something like that.
Let's see. So I can't get any first names, but this guy's last name is Corkill.
They're curly in there?
Let me see if I can get some first names out of it. Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. 1888 Reds roster.
Those guys probably wouldn't even make my high school team.
Oh,
no. These guys stink.
There's no way they have statistics. Well, let's see. We got a Jim. We got a Bid McPhee. His name is Bid McPhee.
Both of his names are fake.
We also have a Kid Baldwin. Jack O'Connor. That sounds like a baseball player
there
right
there.
There
you go, Jack.
Hick Carpenter.
Oh!
It's his name, Hick Carpenter. We got an Elmer. He's an Elmer Smith.
When's the last time someone was named Elmer?
That's a tough one.
Jack O'Connor.
Shout out to all the Elmers out there.
Yeah. Let's see here. The leading home run hitter on the team had 13. John Riley had 13 home runs that year. The first baseman, no one else, had double digits. He had 103 RBIs. Damn. No one else had more than 67.
You know, honestly, every player from that era is just shoeless Joe Jackson to me.
You know what's funny is they try to say, oh, that was the dead ball era. No, you guys just weren't good enough.
Yeah.
No, you guys suck.
You guys just learned this new sport from a few years ago, and you guys just still suck.
That ain't got nothing to do with the ball. You guys just weren't good. Had no pop.
Dude's out here throwing 70-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Josh Gibson out here hitting 70 home runs. Dead ball era. No, yeah. You just weren't good enough, little fella.
Josh Gibson has like 900 career home runs. They're like, yeah, it doesn't count. It's too good.
Oh, yeah. Brother.
You know what doesn't get discussed enough? How white the rule is that you can't dunk. When they outlawed dunking.
We got to do something.
That is the most racist rule in the history of professional sports. No dunking. You bitches can't dunk anyways. What's the problem?
Got to even the playing field.
Got to even the playing field a little bit. Do we know as a shoot? We don't. We have no clue how many home runs Josh Gibson has, do we?
He's not the leader.
They said
there's
too many games that like they didn't have stats for.
Yeah.
The ones that they have, I think he's only at like he's up there. It's the way they're totaling this is weird.
I think he's top five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what his final total is, but they said if you had counted all of the home runs that he actually hit would be crazy. So back to Rob Lowe. He moved to Malibu when he was in junior high. So how long does he have to hold on to the Cincinnati Reds in Dayton, Ohio?
Life?
Yeah.
Life?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Yes, you're a fan. Once you're a fan, you're in for life.
What's this guy talking about?
Yeah, it makes me like... What is wrong with you?
There's grounds in which you can leave a sports team.
When you moved to Connecticut, were you a Yankees fan or something?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I wasn't a Yankees fan.
You loved Tom Brady, huh?
I did not.
Celtics.
No.
Celtics supporter.
I do like the Celtics. Yeah. Celtics supporter. I appreciate the Celtics. Particularly the Brad Stevens version of the Boston Celtics. Once Brad leaves, I don't care nothing about the Celtics anymore.
I think that's happening for a long time.
Yeah, Brad's in for life as well.
He's the new Red Arrow.
You know, Brad, like, and this might have changed up until at least 2020. Up until at least 5 years ago. He was the head coach of the Celtics. He drove like a Honda Accord. Like, he never changed, like, his car. He just drove a Honda, and his wife does all of his contract negotiations. She's a lawyer. That's why you never hear what Brad Stevens' salary is.
Smart.
Because she doesn't need to tell anybody.
Right.
And if it leaks, it means it came from Boston, and they've pissed Brad off, so they don't do that.
There's one thing they don't want to do.
That's right.
It's piss Brad off.
That's right. Okay, so he has to be a Reds fan for life. Yeah. Poor Rob Lowe.
Yeah, Rob.
No, it's just the rules. Yeah.
I don't think those are rules.
Yeah. They are.
This is like all of Twitter, by the way. There are thousands of tweets about Rob Lowe and his fandom.
He needs to speak on this.
When was the last time Rob Lowe spoke?
I don't know. It wasn't even at the NFC Championship game. He just sat there.
Well, but we know at least 2019 he was repping the Reds. So just what happened between then?
Well, maybe they had a breakup.
The bandwagon came around.
Maybe they had a break. Well, the
Dodgers bandwagon came around.
Maybe they just had a breakup. Maybe it was unfortunate.
Or maybe
he's only rooting for. I don't know.
Maybe he's just not loyal. Maybe that's the answer.
Dude did wear an NFL. That was weird too, to wear the NFL hat. What are you even here for?
Well, I'm sure he was being paid. He was, wasn't he? Wasn't he Sunday Ticket or something?
Oh, I guess. Yeah,
he was some sort of spokesperson.
Well, I'm
Rob
Lowe with cable. I'm Rob Lowe with Sunday Ticket or something like that.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. That's why he was wearing the NFL hat.
NFL hat is crazy, though.
Nah, that's funny.
You look like a cop.
Rob Lowe. That's one of the great pictures of all time. Rob Lowe.
Oh, yeah, this guy's totally normal as the NFL hat. No allegiance to any team. He's cool.
Rob Lowe was widely mocked online in January of 2020 for wearing a generic team neutral NFL hat to the NFC Championship game between the 49ers and Packers.
That's too far. It's not that. But I was going to say, that's damn near his legacy now.
Pretty close. Pretty close. That's his
legacy. Pretty close. The very least, it's the one meme we know. It's probably the most Googled picture of Rob Lowe is probably that.
Well, if it's not, I don't want to find out which one is. So we'll just leave it at
Hold
that.
Hold on. Omar Simpson asked a question, just given the circumstances of the show and people on it. Yep. Are you sure that maybe Rob Lowe is not a Reds, Dodger supporter?
Well,
no, that doesn't even check out. Because if the Knicks play the Kings, what you think I'm going to do? Where you think I'm going to
not be sad if the Kings lost?
First of all, absolutely I would. Second of all, I would not be at the Kings game one at NBA Finals in Knicks gear.
Look, I don't know why you're yelling at me, man. We just asked the question.
That is not a supporter. That's a turncoat.
Are you taking Mike Brown to Q when he comes here this season?
No. All right, Mike might be.
Stand in front of the sun and let's take a picture.
Oh, I don't think I'm taking Mike Brown out.
Take him to Q?
Well, I know Q. I don't know Mike.
You got it like that, big dog. I ain't taking Mike Brown nowhere.
Damn.
I'm going to say, what's up, big dog? And show him love, but he ain't getting a dinner on me.
He ain't getting a dinner on me either.
You ain't with the squad no more.
Yeah, he ain't getting a dinner on me. I was just wondering. You ain't got to get mad at me about this. I was just asking. That's your head coach.
That's not my
head coach. He is with the squad.
My head coach is Doug Christie.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I even gave minutes to Keon Ellis.
That was crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We've got the situational role player clip right here.
Okay, Mike. All right, Mike. Relax a little bit, pal.
Hey, real quick, before we get to Doug, what was this guy doing next to Rob Lowe? Like, what was this picture?
Hold on, let me.
What's this guy?
Oh.
Okay, camera's going to be on you for 5 more seconds. Just stay still.
What was Brock Purdy doing next to
him? It's like a knockoff Matt Damon.
Yes, Matt Damon with cable.
Right. Right. I don't know how to transition, so let's just shut up and hear from Doug Christie. This courtesy of Matt George and ABC 10.
It seems there's been a kind of a common theme that it has been useful to have a full offseason and like a full normal training camp to implement the things that you're wanting to do versus having to do it in the mid-season. Do you feel the same way that you really get a full opportunity here to implement what you want?
Yeah, I think always when you have the ability to have a training camp, when you can talk about the different principles and, you know, the identity and all those different things, and then they really understand, because halfway through, you know, you're really trying to simplify, to be honest with you, shave things down and make sure that you can start down the path that you want to go on. Here, you get to do it from the summertime all the way through training camp and into the season.
You've shared before how Rick would take your comments and your teammates' comments into account with ideas that you had. Domas just shared that you and your staff have been very open to them and their commentary so far. How does that feedback, I guess, mean to you, and how much do you enjoy that feedback from this book?
Well, you know, one thing that I want them to understand is they have a voice. Like, you know, we don't, I don't, I got this from Mike T, is you don't care where good ideas come from. You know what I'm saying? Yep. What we want is we want good ideas. So that doesn't mean everything that they say, because I was a player, so you're not listening to everything. But the point is, they're out there on the floor, and I've told them many times, like, listen, when I was out on the floor and we had a coverage, but I can feel that it's not about the work. I'm out there doing it. So do I want to hear from them? And when we do, normally you own that. So if you're going to say, hey, I want to do it this way, and they're all in agreement, then now you own that. And so just the open communication, the ability and willingness to let them know that this is a safe place, and we're here to win and try to make sure that we're being better every day. And part of that starts with the communication and the trust within our circle of each other.
Zach said yesterday that it feels like you are a little more comfortable as a head coach.
Or is the court mic'd? Is that what's happening? Like, is DeMontis Sabonis' sneakers microphone?
Support staff you had last year a little bit, looking over your shoulder a little bit of who was, you know, behind you and wanting to support you. Do you feel like because of the guys that you have in now, the ones that you picked, you feel like you could do a little bit better as a head coach this year?
I mean, yeah, I can, you know, I trust all these guys. You know, some of them I'm getting to work with for the first time, but, you know, to have people that you trust and you work with, I think in this position is huge. You know, one thing that I know is we got diversity of thought and unity of purpose and direction. Like, that's what it is. When we're up there, do we always agree? No. But when we come down here, we got one thing that is on everyone's mind. That's improving the players and making sure that they're good. And listen, when we're in there and we don't agree, that's okay. Like, I don't want yes men. I want people that want to be good and that want to be great and try to push us to be the best versions of ourselves, not only as coaches, but as players and as a team.
So you spent time with Mike Tomlin and Corey Messina over the summer. What was that experience like? What did you gain from that time you spent?
You know, more than anything, just watching true professionals work their craft. And I aspire to, you know, be the best at what I do. So I'm going to go and continue to learn. I learn all the time. I learn and hear from these guys every day. But just the openness of Mike Tomlin and Etta Ray to allow, you know, me to come in and do what they do and sit and have community and brotherhood and just talk about the game. And sometimes it wasn't just talking about the game. It was talking about life, but life is talking about the game. So it was an honor to go and be able to sit with both of them.
Anybody? So I hit pause right there, mainly because the sound is obnoxious. I wanted to hear a little bit from Doug Christie. For those that missed Deuce's question, Doug asked what Doug had learned from spending time with Mike Tomlin. For those who are unaware of that, Scott Perry and Mike Tomlin are really close. And Scott took Doug out to spend some time with Mike and his coaching staff. That's actually a far more regular thing, and I didn't recognize this. I didn't know this until a couple of years ago. That's a far more regular thing than I realized. I know some basketball coaches who went and spent some time with Dan Quinn in the Washington Commanders squad. Coaches talk to coaches in other sports. I mean, obviously they talk to coaches within, you know, the league as well, but Scott and Mike are really close. Mike Tomlin are really close, and they spent some time together here during this offseason. Scott and Mike, and obviously Scott, Doug, and Mike Tomlin spent some time together this offseason.
Yeah, that's dope, man. And you can certainly learn from other great head coaches, other guys who have been leaders of men. And on that professional level, learning some of the things, some of the quirks about being a head coach in the NFL or the NBA, because it's not always about teaching the game. You know, you're dealing with superstar athletes and working around their egos or working around some of, the insecurities they may have in the locker room or around, or just trying to motivate a guy that is at the pinnacle of his career, but you need him to do more, do things differently. And a guy like Tomlin, the guys that he's had to deal with, that's a good place to go to try to learn or get some insight on how to deal with all that for a first-year head coach.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, I like Mike Tomlin a lot. Wish he hadn't sat around and waited for Aaron Rodgers. That's a 3-1 football team, by the way. They won in Dublin or wherever they were on Sunday. That's a 3-1 football team that all of a sudden, boy, does that division look different than it did 5 weeks ago.
We got another one of them crazy games. Like, season might be on the line when Baltimore takes on Houston, both 1-3.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, this feels a whole lot different, though, with the Lamar Jackson situation. I mean, we've got overreactions here in the rundown. Maybe it'll be overreactions to preview the start of Week 5 tomorrow when a very injured 49ers team heads into Los Angeles to take on the Rams. If you're just tuning in or you haven't looked at your phone recently, Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, and Ricky Pearsall all ruled out for tomorrow's Thursday night game. James Hamm was at King's practice today. He's going to join us here in just a bit. Also, we got Week 4 power rankings on the way. Mm-hmm. We'll give you those. Wendy Lou and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just bring that up now. Like, I was looking at the clip. Like, I'm not really clear what went on with Shador Sanders today. We know, Dylan Gabriel? He was named the starting quarterback. Joe Flacco is going to be the number two. Shador Sanders is going to remain the number three. But Joe Flacco has been benched. I think everybody knew that was going to happen. Either that was going to happen or he was going to get injured. But it didn't really elevate Shador Sanders. And there was something where I guess he was mouthing like
a – being like a mime, basically.
So was Dylan Gabriel talking somewhere else, or was he just pretending to answer questions?
Pretending to answer questions, or at least mouthing them the way he was. Bonte, because I didn't get it at first. I was trying to find just whatever he's talking about. Bonte Hill tweeted, because Rex Ryan was talking crazy this weekend, and Bonte Hill tweeted that it was a great response to Rex Ryan. So I don't know if Rex Ryan said something on Sunday during countdown, or what exactly what he said, where maybe Shador is responding to him doing this, because I don't get this at all.
Monday morning.
Oh, I saw the Rex Ryan clip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw Rex Ryan. Yeah, that was
Rex was talking crazy, and I just kind of tuned it out because it's like, all right, Rex is doing his thing or whatever. But
no one has lived more off being like a mediocre human being than Rex Ryan has.
He's trying to play a character.
I've said it before. I'm not going to go. I think he's good on TV. Sometimes he just goes off the deep end.
I think he's terrible.
Nah, I think he's good on TV. And sometimes he's insightful. He just goes off the deep end sometimes, though. Like, goes completely off the deep end. I remember when he was a Baker he was talking crazy about. It's like, what are you doing this for? Like, why are you going this far off the edge with this player? And the same thing with Shador. Like, he just, I don't know. Now, the funny thing is...
Rex, real quick. Rex said that he said this kid talks and runs his mouth. He said, get your ass in the front row and study. So maybe Shador's, I guess, talking about how...
No, he's talking about the way he was standing on the sideline. That's what this was all about, is he didn't have the look on his face that Rex Ryan thought was appropriate while he was standing on the sideline. This is why Rex will never, ever be back in the league.
He's done. He's cooked. Was it TC that wanted him to be with the Niners?
Being Buddy Ryan's son is only going to get you so far.
He is.
Yes, and it was finished. TC that wanted him to be the San Francisco 49ers head coach.
He's finished. And he just, like I said, I just don't understand why he does this. I think, and you know, maybe it's what he needs to do for TV.
Well, and that's it. The sad reality with the Cleveland Browns is there's one thing to talk about, and it's their third string quarterback. Whether you like it or not, there is nothing else to talk about. No one cares that their defense is really good because their offense is so bad. And Shador is a big enough personality because of his college career, which was incredible, and his father. So if we're going to talk about Joe Flacco, we've got to tie it into Shador Sanders. If we're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns, we have to tie it into Shador Sanders. Just like today, Dylan Gabriel, a third-round pick in the NFL draft, was named the starting quarterback. Not the conversation. We have to talk about Shador. Because no one cares about Joe Flacco. No one cares about Dylan Gabriel. No one cares about the Cleveland Browns. But they all care about Shador Sanders. They all want to talk about Shador. They want to have that take. They want him to be a spoiled brat. They want him to be this. They want him to be that. They can't say that about anyone else on that roster because everybody will just instantly tune out because no one cares. Mm-hmm. They want to talk about Shador.
The Browns in general bring up a question that I have and that I've had before, and it goes into the thought process of some of the things that took place right before the season started. Why do the Browns have Myles Garrett? Why are they paying him, what, $140 million?
Because they keep thinking they're going to be able to figure this out. Because of the question you asked last week. That's why. What was the question you asked?
Are they a quarterback away from being good?
That's it. That's why. Myles Garrett's the guy who holds that defense, which is very, very good. He's the one that holds it all together. So they keep thinking, well, if it's not Joe, it'll be Dylan. If it's not Dylan, it'll be Shador. We're going to keep trying to land that quarterback that's going to back up this defense and maybe get us back to the playoffs.
And that defense is really good. Like, when they're clicking, they've also had two of the four games where they've gotten ran over. And I'm not saying that's Myles Garrett's fault. I'm saying, what are you doing? And this, and what I'm talking about is, like, this goes back to Dallas and people talking about why didn't you pay Micah Parsons, all this other stuff. If you're not going to be any good, why are you paying somebody $140 million guaranteed? Like, what's the point? Like, to a certain degree, I think Dallas probably could have got more. They could have done more. But to a certain degree, yeah, we're no good. Let's go get as many assets for this guy as we can. I don't blame Dallas for moving Micah Parsons. You weren't going to be good. You weren't good with him this past year. You weren't going to be good this year. Move on from him. Cleveland signed Myles Garrett to whatever contract. Yeah, you made him happy. You've got people to say, well, at least they got Myles Garrett. They're not going to be good anytime soon.
Yeah.
I just, team building wise, I don't, and I do understand the concept of you'd be trading him and building a roster just to find another Myles Garrett. But I asked, I think it was Kyle when we were doing the handoff one, are the Cleveland Browns going to win a Super Bowl, even make a Super Bowl, while Myles Garrett is on his contract?
Probably not.
So you signed him for the look. And the, like Edgar says, you don't trade generational talents. All right, man. All right, that's cool. Like, that's getting that mindset is getting the Browns nowhere. But at least they didn't trade a generational talent. They want a plaque for that.
Well, I mean, what?
So well, if they had a quarterback, though, wouldn't it be different?
I would have traded him. I would have traded Myles Garrett if I was. You are nowhere close to being a team that could reap the benefits of what a Myles Garrett brings to you. Like, you have a great defense, and you are damn near in the Russell Wilson rankings. You are no good.
Do you trade him for, like, late first round picks, though? Because I feel like if you trade Myles Garrett, like, a team with a top 10 pick's not going to be trading for him. So essentially, you're only getting late first round picks for Myles Garrett, right?
Well, in the NFL, that's fine. If you're landing a pick in the first three rounds of the NFL draft, you're fine.
You get three first round picks from the Bills. You're getting three starters.
Yeah. You better
and a player.
Three starters.
Yeah. Like, you could ask for a player too.
But they probably lived by the question that you asked. The question that you asked last week: can we land that quarterback that is good enough to get us to the playoffs? Ideally, it's not Joe Flacco. It's Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, because those guys can develop into next year. Now, all of a sudden, you're entering year two with Myles Garrett of that contract, and now you're entering year two of this quarterback, and you're like, okay, maybe we have something. We got to find our CJ, our rookie CJ. We've got to find our, you know, who we've got to find our Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. We've got to find that guy who could do just enough for us, then can become better and wind up doing a lot for us. Mm-hmm. And that's why you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's it is it the perfect strategy? I don't know, but it's a strategy. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have, if I ran the Cleveland Browns, I wouldn't have wanted to lose Myles Garrett.
The Raiders might be in a situation where it's like, we're just going to keep Max Crosby, pay him top dollar.
Yeah.
And we're trotting out.
Yeah, but they don't even have a future. They don't have any, like if you're the Raiders, what do you, with the Raiders, I think it's a little bit different. Max Crosby is pointless. Because Geno's 30-something years old. Pete Carroll's 75. Mm-hmm. You're talking 2-3 years at the most. If you trade Max Crosby today, land two to three picks in rounds three or above, that's probably a bit of a stretch, but play along.
I think you could. Hell yeah, I think you can get. You might be able to get multiple first rounders.
Maybe, but now by the time those guys are done in 2 years or whatever, 3 years, now you have a couple of young guys. Now you have like the young pillars from that Max Crosby trade. Where if you did it right, yeah, maybe you've got something. But there's a whole host of other problems when your issues lie with your quarterback and your head coach.
Right.
James Hamm is here. He's wearing, I believe, his Sac Republic scarf. We're going to let him get situated. So before we talk to James about practice today. I just come from the poet's part. Run some power rankings right here. You let us off last week. I'll lead us off this week. It was the Eagles at number one, the Bills, the Bucks, the Chargers, the Lions. This week, no changes at the top, but I really struggle with number five. I decided to keep the Bucks there because I think they lost to the best team in football.
Okay.
I considered the Colts. I considered the Seahawks. I considered a couple of teams. But in the end, I like the Bucks. I had them in the top five last week, and I think they lost to the best team in football, so I moved them down to five. I got the Lions at four. Moved them up one. Big jump for the Rams. They were not in the power rankings last week. I'm all in on the Los Angeles Rams right now, with all due respect to the 49er fans. I got them at three, Buffalo Bills at two, Philadelphia Eagles at one.
We'll work from the top to the bottom for me. Same two top teams for me. The Eagles one, the Bills two. The Lions were five last week by virtue of some losses. They're now up to three. I got the Bucks going nowhere. They were four last week. They stayed four this week.
Okay.
And I got the Chargers, who were three last week, sliding down to five. You could make an argument they should slide out for losing
to
the Giants.
Yeah, they absolutely should.
But
your power rankings are sketchy as hell.
But
I'm surprised the Ravens aren't in here.
Well, who should be in there?
The Colts, the Seahawks, the Rams?
Well, those teams aren't better than Chargers. Well, we're not just throwing anybody in there.
The Rams aren't better than the Chargers?
No.
That's wrong.
No.
Don't make me root for them tomorrow. Don't make
it doesn't
me
matter.
For
they're going to win anyway.
Well, the Russell Wilson rankings. The Russell Wilson rankings see the Panthers. I don't even know how to
now,
number this.
So the last team you mentioned is the worst team, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I've got the Panthers, Browns, Saints. The Titans are looking worse and worse in the still winless New York Jets.
Wait. So the Jets are the worst team in football to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's percentage points between the Titans and Saints.
Okay, no, I'm just making sure.
The last team you mentioned
is the worst.
Yeah,
okay.
It is a percentage.
If you look, it's written different than mine.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
My Russell, this is kind of unfair.
Russell Wilson rankings.
Yeah, it's unfair to this team. I still have the Giants in there.
That is unfair. They won a football game.
They did, but they're still one of the
they
five worst
They beat your Chargers.
Teams. Yeah, I don't think.
Wow. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. Even your Russell Wilson rankings are messed up.
Well.
Oh, man.
Got the Raiders. Raiders in there. Jets, Panthers, and the Saints are the worst team.
Really, you don't have the Titans in there at all, huh? You just wanted to take that shot.
Titans
got
to be in there over
Titans
the Giants.
Titans are terrible. Like, Cam was awful last week.
I'll give you the Raiders.
Cam
the
got hurt too, though, didn't he?
Cam was awful.
But they stuck before that.
Yeah.
They're not good.
It's, yeah.
All right.
They're a bad
team. All right. You guys are right. I'll take the Giants out. Take the Giants out. Giants are now.
You are so suspect.
Giants are now in the abyss. And the Titans are in there.
You're in being, the abyss with the Dolphins. Shout out. We made it out as well.
You're being investigated by the Power Rankings League Committee.
Oh, you got a league?
No, we have a league. The Power Rankings. Bless you, James.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.